Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Beyer. Let's get growing. Hi, everyone. Jackie Beyer here from the Organic Gardener Podcast. And today I am so excited to introduce our 2015 Gardening Challenge. Since it's our first challenge, Mike and I decided to kind of make it a little bit easier since our goal is to help listeners grow enough fruit or vegetables for a year. We're just going to challenge you to pick one food or a flower and grow enough for your household for one season. So many of you who have been listening to the show know that I want to be a flower farmer. And my goal this year is to plant 750 sunflower seeds and harvest like over 2,000 blooms. According to Amazon.com, it's been 5 years already since I bought my copy of Lynn Bazansky's The Flower Farmer book. So in 2011, I planted 75 seeds and harvested over 200 sunflowers. So this year, I'm going to multiply those efforts by 10. And I can proudly say that on May 5th, I have already planted over 350 seeds that are in the ground. Thanks mostly to Mike's help, of course. And I was thinking today, maybe I should have called this podcast The Spoiled Gardener, because not only am I spoiled because I get to live in the organic oasis, but anytime I want to plant something, Mike ends up doing most of the work and is always happy to help me get my beds laid out, keep my plants watered, and even help me harvest in the fall. So that's my goal this year, just to see if I can be consistent, spread my seeds out enough to harvest for most of August and September. Since, flowers, I don't need the seeds, but by the end of September, hopefully I'll have big blooms that will go to seed. And as my friend Lisa said, those would make great bird feeders. So I'm pretty excited about that new idea too. So I already even have some sprouts because my first seeds I planted on April 20th and they're already coming out of the ground, which I was kind of worried about because we were down in the 20s this week at night, but they look good. Mike's goal last year was to harvest 100 pounds of potatoes, and he did that easily. So this year he's already, I think, planted more than double that. And he's just really gone to town, planted tons of food. He has this little mini farm. So I'll keep you posted on his goals as the season goes on. But for today, really what we are doing is just reaching out to all of our amazing listeners. I just can't believe the size of our audience, how fast it's growing, how much just how nice it is to hear from people, and encouraging you to go to our website. If you don't already know, it's at awesomemontana.com. That's AwesomeMontana.com, awesomemontana.com. Click on the link for Mike's Green Garden, and then right on top, there should be a tab for the 2015 Gardening Challenge. And then there's a form I made that you can fill in. It's really simple. It just says, what's your name, how many people are in your household, what vegetable, fruit, or flower do you want to grow this year, how much do you plan to grow, and where are you located? So that's all you've got to put in there. And then that will email that directly to me. Or you can just send me an email at theorganicgardenerpodcast@gmail.com. And that's just OrganicGardenerPodcast, Organic Gardener Podcast, all spelled out, no spaces in between, @gmail.com. And, just make sure you include your name, how many people are in your household, what vegetable, fruit, or flower do you want to grow this year, how much do you plan to grow, and where are you located? And so if you're growing flowers, what I would just pick is enough to grow one or two bouquets a week for 2 to 3 months, depending on when you get them in the ground. So since it seems kind of late this year, I just thought we would just make it for 2 months, because we thought if people are going to put lettuce in and they just start now, they might not get a full 3 months of lettuce. So if that's what you're going to pick, but some of the easier things to grow, if you've never grown anything, I would suggest something like radishes, spinach, lettuce. Everybody says kale is really easy. I've never grown kale, so I can't really say for that. Those are some of the easiest vegetables to grow quickly. But they do kind of need to get in the ground, soon. So let us know what you think. If you have any questions, we'd love to hear from you. Even if you just want to say hi, if you're not ready to grow anything this year, or if you just want to put a seed in a pot and just start growing, we're happy to hear from you. And so then this is the prize. Did I mention the prize? When the season's over, everyone who has entered will get their name put in a raffle, and then we're going to draw one name to win a free copy of one of my all-time favorite gardening books, Rodale's Ultimate Encyclopedia of Organic Gardening. So, you know, we're just going to, everybody who enters, if you send us a picture at the end of the year showing what you grew, you know, how much you, you know, if you can like weigh it on a scale or something, let us know and we'll enter everybody who completes the challenge into a raffle, and somebody will win the Rodale's Ultimate Encyclopedia of Organic Gardening. And we'll be reaching out to you. So really, mostly what you just have to worry about is either go to the website. Again, it's awesomemontana.com. Click on the link for Mike's Green Garden. And right on top, there should be the 2015 Garden Challenge page. And there's a form there that you can fill in. Or just shoot me an email at theorganicgardenerpodcast@gmail.com. So I'm so excited. I hope everybody else is excited and having a great week. So enter today and get growing now.